Aung San Suu Kyi is certainly Burma's best-known political prisoner, but the Nobel Peace Prize winner is just one of more than 1,000 human rights activists who are imprisoned in that country. And international human rights groups say the Burmese army has displaced more than 1 million people within Burma, forcing a massive influx of refugees into neighboring countries. Some human rights groups are trying to struggle against the military dictatorship there with a new weapon, the video camera. Kwe Say is a refugee from eastern Burma who's been working with the group Burma Issues to videotape human rights abuses there. Kwe Say joins us from our studios in New York City. Kwe Say, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
This must be dangerous work, to take a video camera and turn it on things that people there don't want the world to see.
Yeah, that's true. It's really dangerous because Burma's government does not allow any human rights organization or any media to enter Burma.
What sort of things have you captured in your camera? What have you seen and been able to show to the world?
A village burned down by the Burma army and village people displaced and hide in the deep jungle without enough food and security and without medical care.
May I ask about your personal story and that of your family? You left Burma, as I understand it, in 1975.
Yes, that's true. I left in my own village from 1975 and wandering around inside Burma until 1984. And I came to border and took refuge in Thailand in a refugee camp in April 1984.
And your family is ethnic Karen, right?
Yes, ethnic Karen.
Why was your family forced to leave?
Because Burma military dictatorship began a strong offensive towards Karen people in that area and moved many villagers down to the lowland area to the relocation site and moved people to the refugee camp. So my family stayed there for a while and we found that there's not enough security and not food for us. So our family decided to move to the border to refugee camp.
Do you find that people react to video more strongly than they do the spate of official reports that we've read over the past 20 years about the situation in Burma?
I would say that I personally feel that the video works better than a written report, as it tells story in very clear and very shortly, because if you read the whole offensive report, it will take you a few hours. But with a video document, with only a few minutes, you can see the picture, you can hear the voice of the people suffering, and you can see their faces of suffering. That can tell a story deeper than a written report.
Kwe Say, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Kwe Say is a Burmese human rights activist with Burma Issues, speaking with us from New York.